Against prognostication. I have not written about my son's future, not yet. How he will read and reread the Audubon Field Guide and memorize each bird. How he will wander off under dappled light and return home in a squad car. Not because I can't imagine the way he will carefully hold his hand above his heart after he has unfurled the skin from his meaty thumb, or how he will rip apart a frog, hind legs to jaw, and how he will feel after. I have not talked about the day he will wrap his friend's car around a tree and somehow walk away, leaving the scene limping home to sleep in bloody sheets, not out of fear, though this genealogy hints at it. This reticence is caution, not reprimand. What can he learn anyway from such a history? That day will still come when he opens his palm above a flame and smells himself burning. Perhaps by then his father will be brave enough to let him have his own life. But I will not say be comforted, for comfort comes at a price. And I will not talk about what comes next. A girl, a kiss, a field of grass. His thin heart tearing as she leaves. That part of the story is all anyone wants. Denouement. And then the singing, operatic camera work pulling back to reveal his loneliness in the grass, blue herons stalking through a salt marsh at sunset, 10 glaucus gulls and a blackback on the gables of the paintworks, riding out the storm.